तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
चांत चैप्टर 18 वर्सेस 26 टू 30।
मुक्त संगो न हंवादी मुक्त संगो न हंवादी धृत्युत्साह समन्वितः धृत्युत्साह समन्वितः सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्योर्निर्विकारः सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्योर्निर्विकारः कर्ता सात्विक उच्यते कर्ता सात्विक उच्यते मुक्त संगो न हंवादी धृत्युत्साह समन्वितः सिद्ध्य सिद्ध्योर्निर्विकारः कर्ता सात्विक उच्यते रागी कर्मफल प्रेप्सुः रागी कर्मफल प्रेप्सुः लुप्तो हिंसात्मको शुचिः लुप्तो हिंसात्मको शुचिः हर्षशोकान्वितकर्ताः हर्षशोकान्वितकर्ताः राजसत्परिकीर्तिततः राजसत्परिकीर्तिततः रागी कर्मफल प्रेप्सुः लुप्तो हिंसात्मको शुचिः हर्षशोकान्वितकर्ताः राजसत्परिकीर्तिततः अयुक्त प्राकृत स्तब्धः अयुक्त प्राकृत स्तब्धः षटो नैष्कृति कोलसः षटो नैष्कृति कोलसः विषादी दीर्घसूत्री च विषादी दीर्घसूत्री च कर्ता तामस उच्यते कर्ता तामस उच्यते अयुक्त प्राकृत स्तब्धः षटो नैष्कृति कोलसः विषादी दीर्घसूत्री च कर्ता तामस उच्यते बुद्धेर्भेदं कृतेश्चैव बुद्धेर्भेदं कृतेश्चैव गुणतस्त्रिविधं शृणु गुणतस्त्रिविधं शृणु रोच्यमानमशेषेण रोच्यमानमशेषेण पृथक्त्वेन धनञ्जय पृथक्त्वेन धनञ्जय बुद्धेर्भेदं कृतेश्चैव गुणतस्त्रिविधं शृणु रोच्यमानमशेषेण पृथक्त्वेन धनञ्जय प्रवृत्तिं च निवृत्तिं च प्रवृत्तिं च निवृत्तिं च कार्याकार्ये भयाभये कार्याकार्ये भयाभये मन्दं मोक्षं च यावेति मन्दं मोक्षं च यावेति बुद्धिस्सा पार्थ सात्विकी बुद्धिस्सा पार्थ सात्विकी प्रवृत्तिं च निवृत्तिं च कार्याकार्ये भयाभये मन्दं मोक्षं च यावेति बुद्धिस्सा पार्थ सात्विकी सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक प्रोनंसिएशन एंड सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक नॉलेज एंड सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक एक्शन नाउ वी विल बी सीइंग सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक एक्टर सो सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक प्रोनंसिएशन एंड सात्विक रजसिक तमसिक एक्शन व्हेन यू रीड यू विल फाइंड that sattvic renunciation and sattvic action are almost one and the same. In other words, a lot of us, when we talk about the word renunciation, there's a very big misunderstanding. And we think that the word renunciation is giving up of action. Renunciation is not giving up of action, it is giving up of the desire propelling the action and the result orientation.
the egocentric desire and the egoistic attitude to give up. We don't give up the action. So when he talks about sattvic renunciation, he says sattvic renunciation is that renunciation where you do the action, but you give up the fruit. Fruit meaning when you are acting, you don't think about the fruit. And then you give up desire for pulling the action. Your action is for a higher goal, not to fulfill your selfish desires. So performance of obligatory duty with no prefix or suffix is sattvic renunciation. And it's the same thing which is sattvic action also. So then when he talks about rajasic renunciation, he says giving up of action due to difficulty involved in the performance of action. When you know what is the right thing to do, but in doing it you have to face certain difficulties, then you give up such an action, that is called rajasic renunciation. Then tamasic renunciation is action that you give up out of delusion. Not knowing that such an action is good for you, you give it up because you don't know, out of ignorance you give it up. That kind of giving up is tamasic. Then when it comes to sattvic knowledge, he says unity in diversity, seeing the oneness, identifying with the Atma, the underlying reality. Whereas rajasic knowledge is wherein you see differences in unity. Amongst the human beings you go by gunas, you go by the superficial expressions. So you see variety, rajasic person, rajasic knowledge. And tamasic knowledge is where you glorify the part as a whole. Rumor mongering, taking one aspect and talking about it as if that's the whole thing. That is tamasic. And when it comes to sattvic action, I already discussed, it's the same thing as sattvic renunciation. Rajasic action is what? How would you, what is Krishna talking about as rajasic action? Desire is an action. Result orientation is the fruit. You know, all the time thinking about the fruit. His action of a rajasic person is propelled by desire. And all the time looking for the results. You know, this time when I was there in the ashram for a week, somebody who had come with us in the group from Delhi only asked this question in the small group discussion. It came up to the big group discussion when Swamiji was answering the question. The question was, how do we know if we are progressing in the spiritual path? Swamiji, while answering the question, he had thrown a googly at it. Suppose you understand what is googly in cricket, right? So, he said the fact that you are asking this question, you have not even started the spiritual journey. Because if you are in the spiritual journey, you are unconcerned about the result. Even in the growth of the spiritual journey, you are unconcerned. You will be more focusing on asking, am I doing what I am supposed to do? And if you are doing what you are supposed to do with no prefix or suffix, you will have to get there. Nobody can deny the result. You get what you deserve, not what you desire. So therefore, the result orientation is a typical quality of the mind, typical quality of a rajasic mind. So a rajasic person's action itself, the propulsion of the action is by the desire, and he is constantly craving for the fruit. The typical rajasic person. And the tamasic action is, what is considered as tamasic action? Action undertaken out of delusion, no adherence to the capacity. No analysis as to whether do I have the capacity or not. and consequence greatly. Kya farak padta hai? Do I have the capacity?
Can that be interpreted as not worrying about the result also?
Not worrying about the result.
No, that's not.
When we, I don't know what, generally you mean when you say not worrying about the result. But in Vedanta, when we say don't worry about the result, or we use the word worry for the past and anxiety for the future. So we say don't be anxious about the result. Result orientation should not be there when we say, meaning while doing the action, don't be thinking about the truth. Which is different from picking up an action after an analysis. Do I have the capacity to go through this? Like somebody is coming and requesting me to start a class on Bhagavad Gita. 701 verses we have to do. Right? And if you take Dhamma Shloka's 710. 710 verses, if I have to do, I must first find out who has the time. Simply without analyzing, is that chalo, right? And then getting stuck. Without thinking, that is not worrying about the result. That is tamas. Being unconcerned about the result meaning, you assess the ability, pros and cons, everything, and then plunge into the action. But having plunged after proper preparation and planning, while acting, you won't think about the result. Am I getting there? Will I get there? When will I get there? While acting. Because to the extent, while acting, if you are ruminating over the result, to that extent your attention is not upon the present action, and to that extent you will not get the result. So, before getting into an action, we must think about the consequences. Without analysis, one should not. That's what we have been saying in any book that you read of Swamiji. He says, why do you go to school? Did you think that before going to school? He is not saying don't go to school. Think if you should go to school, then go. Why do you go to college? Did you think about it? What do you take up a work or business? Do you think about it? What do you get married? Do you think about it? Every aspect of life, plunge after thinking, after planning. But having planned and plunged, while acting, don't be thinking about the result. Be clear about it. While acting, you should not be thinking about the result. Are we getting there? What is happening all the time? Then that is logistic. Then you are not doing it because that's the right thing to do. Because you enjoy doing it and that's the right thing to do. You're not doing it for that. You are doing it for the result. With an eye of the result. So this tamasic thing that he is talking about is different. Where no analysis about the consequences. Really. What would be the consequences? Left, right and center and borrowing. Huh? Nobody is really thinking. Every WhatsApp group is sharing this story that's going on now. It's a very sad thing, right? It should not happen to anybody. But then this is becoming more of a story now, everywhere, that you hear. Because, and lot of business people, when we talk about this, and whenever I quote Shakespeare, I get into trouble. The quotation of Shakespeare is, neither a borrower nor a lender be. When they say, Swamiji, business mein borrowing karna padta hai, what are you talking, you know. I mean, then one full class goes in just talking about it. Still, when I leave the class, I know they are not convinced. I know they are not convinced. Would
it be called
Rastika Tamsik
or is the borderline of
Tamsik?
The borrowing,
without thinking of the consequence, Tamasik.
Then it's totally
Tamsik. That is why I'm saying, without thinking of the consequences, it is Tamasik. And getting into borrowing, Rajasik. This is how I would look at it. A Sattvic person will think 24 times, see, when we say borrowing, I know it's getting recorded, that doesn't matter. When we say don't borrow, you have to very powerfully say this. So we say that. Afterwards, if when the discussion carries on, we say, you see what is your capacity to pay back, how disciplined are you? And majority people don't consider discipline at all. Absolutely not. You need to be unbelievably disciplined. It's not a joke. You understand? It's not a joke. So, think about this. You make an effort to think what is the difference between growth and swelling. If you are starting a business, you must analyze as to what is the difference between growth and swelling. In the name of growth, all of these guys are only swelling. Nobody is growing. Very few people are growing. You need to be clear as to what is the difference between these two. And it, recently somebody was talking to me, he said, it's a very value-based, principle-centered business person. Not a very big guy, but medium. And he was talking to me, he said, he himself came under pressure. In a certain condition, though he knows principally he disagrees of what he has done, but because of the peer pressure, he went for it. He told me, sir, you know how much I am against all this, even before coming to Vedanta and after coming to Vedanta, I am very convinced I shouldn't do it, yet the pressure is so much, the surrounding, which I was not able to handle, so I got it in the feeling. It's tough.
So that's worse than
some. You're not able to control yourself. Your own. You know what is. You are asked the same thing. I know what is right. I know what is wrong. I'm not able to bring myself to what is right. I'm not able to stop myself from doing what is wrong. So you fall for pressure. Processing fellow falls for pressure. Sapping fellow, that is something different, but you put how much of pressure you want, I'm not going to get into it. Because the clarity is there. See, there is another example that we gave in the class. Before the sun rises fully, around 5-ish, in present condition, around 5-ish in the morning, you can switch off your lights and go around. That little bit light is enough for you to go around without any lights. Similarly, forget about centralization, mukti, ikti, all that you do. Just little knowledge you get this and clarity you get is enough to handle your life and business. Just this much is enough. But that is the problem. Temptation comes and then you see everybody is doing, everybody is doing, how can I be wrong? Then you take unbelievable. So he says, regardless, action undertaken from delusion, especially to be objective when you are successful is very difficult. And when you are successful, only the bankers are behind you. Behind you means they are behind you when you are successful. When you are failure, they are after you. Or is the other way around, whichever way you want. But you understand that. So behind you, please, don't lay low. After pitch about that, when you are successful. When you are failing, they are after you. Put you behind bars.
Now that there is this, somebody came advisor, he is saying you should have a loan because then your rating becomes better.
Huh?
I said we don't have a loan. He said no, you must have a loan. Because when you pay back your loan, then your rating becomes better. What logic is this?
The digital scoring, all that, we keep talking about this thing. But see, please understand what I am saying. Shakespeare is saying that long time ago he said, and we have it as proverb in our culture also, you know. Why we are saying it? First, bring about a perfect control over the mind. That's essential. Like how in Singapore and Germany people are sent to military, you know, days of, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, whatever, they sent for 2 years, I suppose. Like that,
at that age you should be sent to Vedanta, according to me. 2 years minimum, if possible 3 years. You have to get into, gain that knowledge.
Yeah.
Then you do whatever, that doesn't mean that just because you studied intellectually, but it's needed, that exposure is needed. You need to understand how the mind works. It's not without a reason that the scriptures are telling us that your mind alone is your friend, your mind alone is your enemy. And nobody else, your enemy or nobody else is your friend. Your mind, when it's under the control of your intellect, it becomes your friend. Your mind, when it is not under the control of your intellect, it becomes your enemy. Nobody else. All these fellows who come and tell you, you should take your credit, this thing goes up and all that. Tomorrow you will know whether they are there with you or not. And no fault of them. The greed, the fear, the impulse will not leave you. I just heard few lectures in the WhatsApp which they started posting now after he passed away, and that gentleman Siddhartha committed suicide. One lecture I was listening to, I think 2010 or 13 he had given. He's talking about that venture, that few ventures that he had started. He's saying, I'm looking at $1 billion revenue and all that. See, many times what happens is, on the projection we start borrowing, not on the reality. You know, you get into all sorts of trouble afterwards. I don't want to name the company, but 33,000 crore worth company is now nothing. And all in a span of like maybe one decade. Not even one, maybe one decade or 2 decades. That's it.
So there is a saying, if you grow up so fast.
Not growing, that's what I'm saying.
Swelling up so fast.
Please be clear. I purposely want to use that word. I purposely want you to get into your flesh and bone, this word, swelling. It appears very nice. The Swami says, yes, shirt is yours, pant belongs to the bank. 50% $1 shirt, 50% of his listing is loan. That means shirt is yours, pant is bank's. That's what it is. See, when you say all these things, no, it looks like progress, spiritual progress, nothing better to say, going on, talking like this, you know, neither will they grow, nor will they ever grow. But what they are trying to say is the mind is such a tough thing. It's so difficult. How it starts running so wild. It's unbelievable. So, to be objective when you are successful is not easy. Dukme simran sabakare, sukme karen koi. He says, to be objective when you are successful is not easy. Because whatever you are touching, two, three things you touched and you started making a lot of money, a lot of success, then you think you are with us. Whatever you touch gets converted into gold. You will, that high is, it's tough, that's all I can say. It's very tough. You will not be able to see. Then I am seeing it clearly. Because two, three times you were probably hit it. One, only one, where that one thing is enough. So, it is always better to be rooted in the fundamentals. Never flout the fundamentals. So he says here, tamasic action is that which is done regardless of one's ability and consequences. And the example that Swamiji I think introduced in the book is at the age of 45 wanting to win Wimbledon. When you have not done any practice before that. unconnected. I even gave the example, I think in the class when we did this verse, of a gentleman wanting to, after retiring from Dubai, 35-40 years of his hard work, he saved some money. Absolutely zero Sadharma in business. When he attends my class, I know him. Zero Sadharma in business. Very nice fellow, but he's not, the Sadharma is not there in business. What can we do? But he wants to start a pizza business. He said that he came and was discussing with him. I told him, Baba, please, luckily you discuss, you know. Don't do this. And he is firstly vegetarian. And why you want to get into it? Did you analyze, I put it in personal, did you analyze your personality? Swadharma, all that you are studying, you have no Swadharma of business. You are at the age of 60-65. Want to get into Paradharma, investing all your money and then you get into trouble. There are people who have done that. No analysis about Swadharma nature. So, this is tamasic. Absolutely. See, it's like, tamasic means, arm band karke driving. And that too high speed. And drunk. Add more if you want. That is tamasic. Arm band karke fully drunk and high speed. This is what that means. That is what he is saying. Completely delusion. And it's tough. If you are stuck with such a person, you can't communicate. You can't communicate. Is there communication between the fellow who is drunk and not drunk? The fellow who is drunk, he'll be sitting next to the gutter and says, this is my house. This is my house. And you are telling Baba, this is not your house, please come, I will take you here. This is my house. He is arguing with you. What will you do? He is completely deluded. There is no communication. There is absolutely no communication. Stop. And a tamasic person would not be concerned about, forget about injury caused to the others, that too he is not concerned. Even injury caused to himself, he is not concerned. Those kind of activities would fall under tamasic. Now, next verse. Verse 26. Mukta sangona ham vadihi. Mukta sangona ham vadihi. Dhrityottaha samanvitaha. Dhrityottaha samanvitaha. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikaraha. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikaraha. Karta sattvika uchyate. Karta sattvika uchyate. Mukta sangona ham vadihi. Vrityottah samanvitah siddhya siddhyor nirvikarah karta tatvika uchyate. An actor free from attachment, non-egoistic, endured with firmness and enthusiasm, unaffected by success and failure is called sattva. One who is freed from attachment, mukta sangah. One who is free from attachment to the action. That's the sign of a sattvic actor. What does that mean? I am the doer attitude is not there. The whole world is running because of me. My business will collapse if I am not there. My family will not be there if I am not there. That kind of a thing is not there. He understands that I am a spoke in the wheel of life. That doesn't mean he doesn't have self-respect or self-image. But he understands that he is a spoke in the wheel of life. That's what it means. An actor free from attachment. Sense of responsibility is there, but no sense of indispensability. So, free from attachment, then be careless. That's not what he said. He has the attitude of trustee. See, he does it responsibly, but no sense of indispensability. Not egoistic. I am the doer. Endure with firmness and enthusiasm. So when you talk about not having attachment, it is possible when you are not enthusiastic about it. Tremendous enthusiasm. Tremendous enthusiasm in doing the action, but no attachment. Then you are starting to catch. And dhruti, firmness. Consistently you perform. Not only when the results are in your favor. The consistency is not tested by your result that comes. The very action is giving you inspiration and enjoyment. So you are doing it because you enjoy doing it. Your action is propelled by inspiration, not by the result. So enthusiasm never gets dampened, even when success comes or failure comes. See, when your enthusiasm is connected to the result, then it can get dampened when the results go down. Whether I win or lose, my enthusiasm is maintained. Why? Because I love that action. So, when you are in an action which is according to your Swadharma and which you are part of because it's dedicated for a higher goal, then you are in it out of inspiration. Therefore there is enthusiasm. Of course you will plan and do the action. In spite of planning, sometimes you can fail. Isn't it? For example, this World Cup result. And it was a very funny day that day. I don't know how many of you were. India, the World Cup between England and New Zealand, and tennis finals between Djokovic and Federer. Both were superb matches. I was like going between, it was a very dynamic that day. A little bit watching this and that. So mostly I was watching tennis. It was unbelievable. I mean, you can declare that both have won. Both teams have won and both Federer and Djokovic had won that day. See the enthusiasm. Anybody could have won. And that English winning the World Cup is out of that funny rule. Of course, they didn't think about it. Everybody agreed to the rule before only. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that such a thing will come.
The umpire made a mistake and he acknowledged the mistake.
Yeah, but the main thing, the one thing
was also not that rule. But because the umpire called it, he couldn't take it back. So he made a statement.
That's okay. That happened before. But once
it was... One because of that rule and then they...
Once it was declared, the final.
It wouldn't have reached the rule because that fifth run was...
Okay, fine. So, that's what I'm saying. So if it had not...
But you're right. That's the rule.
Whatever it is, right? The umpire can make mistakes. But umpire's decision is final.
Exactly.
That's why it's called gentleman's game. Any game should be gentleman's game. Actually, why only cricket? Game, anybody can win, anybody can lose. Business also is like that. Like anything that you take. And secondly, it is winning, losing. Please understand. I very clearly remember that there was a match between Boris Becker and Stefan Edberg. Wimbledon finals many, many years ago. Becker was leading 2-1. First set, I think Becker, second set Edberg, third set Becker. Then, when the fourth set was beginning, it started raining heavily. And those days they didn't have the cover here. So they went inside. And they came back after a long time. Completely changed the way Edberg was when he came back. don't know what happened. The way he played after that was something phenomenal. And he won the rest of the two sets and he took the match. Now if I ask you, many tournaments are played just for three sets. If it was a three-set match, Becker won. Because it was a five-set match, Edberg won. Supposing if it was seven-set, we don't know. So winning, losing, what are we talking about? You understand? Then 9 seconds, he continued like that. Winning, losing doesn't matter. Anything can happen. How the enthusiasm comes at the age of 37, 35, 32, these three fellows. I'm 32, I think, Djokovic is 31, 32, whatever. Unbelievable. Nobody is able to come closer to them. Not even one youngster is able to come closer. And from where are they maintaining the enthusiasm? Obviously, they must be playing with that spirit, especially, in fact, Federer said it also. Now, for him, doesn't matter whether he wins or loses. His game is very relaxed the way he is playing. In fact, one return that he gave of Djokovic was very casual. So what I am saying is that enthusiasm. This enthusiasm is coming from the love for the action, not from the desire. When an action is propelled by desire, then success failure determines the enthusiasm. When an action is propelled by love, success failure doesn't determine your enthusiasm. In the case of Olympic follow, action is propelled by desire. So that's why when success is there, EBITDA is very good. Then the fellow is excited. EBITDA is gone. Done, what will happen to me? You know? Enthusiasm gone. Suddenly he's not interested in going to the work. So, an actor free from attachment, not egoistic, endured with firmness, consistency, firmness, dhuti, determined in his efforts, unaffected by success and failure is called sad. Unaffected by success and failure doesn't mean he doesn't plan and progress in his life, in his business. He knows, after tremendous planning and implementation, still things can go wrong. Isn't it? Who knows? Sometimes in tennis it happens that you could be two sets, two love, and third set leading, and suddenly you get injured. You have to give a walkover to that person. Isn't it? That's right. It really doesn't matter. So that's what he's saying. An actor free from attachment, not egoistic, endured with firmness and enthusiasm, unaffected by success and failure is called sa. Next. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Labdo himsatma kosuchihi. Labdo himsatma kosuchihi. Harsha shokamita kartaha. Harsha shokamita kartaha. Rajasat parikitataha. Rajasat parikitataha. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Labdo himsatma kosuchihi. Harsha shokamita kartaha. An actor who is passionate, full of desire and greed. Desire is the fruit of action, the result. Greedy, cruel, impure, moved by joy or sorrow is called resistance. An actor who is desirable. Passionate means desired and full. And full of likes and dislikes. That's why he says, desire is the fruit of action. While acting, you'll be thinking about that result. And then, he says, greedy. How much ever he gets, he wants more and more and more. See, the very nature of desire is insatiable. It's like fire. You pour ghee into it once more. The entire forest is eaten up, still it once more. You're never satisfied.
Hinsatmaka. See, very interesting. Hinsatmaka, you can interpret it both ways. Like Swamiji says, a rajasic actor pursues passion at the expense of others, turning cruel at times. To satisfy his passionate desire, he would torture even destroy beings, like adorning himself with silks drawn from thousands of live worms thrown into boiling water. Indulging in perfumes extracted from animals through protracted torture. Satisfying the palate by slaughtering millions of innocent creatures. Rajasic actor can hurt others even emotionally. Being rude or insulting, some Rajasic actors cause intellectual cruelty also by stifling others' thought through political, social and religious compulsions. So he's talking about hurting others. Hinsatmaka also means. Personal suicide. A Rajasic actor puts himself in a slavish condition. Greedy, you want more. So when you want more, what will you do? See that, like for example, people calling you day in and day out, sending you mails, take loan for your vacations. You want to go for a lesser cruise? Take loan. They're giving loans. Enjoy with your family. Spend few lakhs. And then come back and pay maybe 3 years, 6 years. And once that is over, the next after that, take another loan. Or as you are financing this loan, a little bit, you get more credit now. So with that number, travel if you want. So when you do that, what are you doing? Hinsatmaka. Because what you've done, you put yourself as a slave. Isn't that being cruel to yourself? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You're losing your freedom. When you're losing your freedom, you're being cruel to yourself. If you are a friend to yourself, you will not want to torture, you don't want to put yourself in such a situation. That even doing a job that you don't love, but you are trapped in such a way that you will have to do things that you don't like. Yes.
What is the primary difference between Rajasic and Tamasic? Which is it? This is what I'm understanding. Tamasic is somebody who really is not responsible, does not take responsibility for his actions or see a project through. He sort of dives into it with both feet without recognizing what the consequences for anybody else would be. When there is menace or when there is...
See, when you lack thinking, tamasic, when your thinking is proper, when your thinking is completely overpowered by your desires, rajasic.
So that, then in that case it would be rajasic when somebody knows that you could hurt another and still continues with that action.
Pardon, come again?
If somebody knows that his action could hurt another and yet continues, that would be rajasic.
This is confused. He's not wanting to hurt others. In tamasic it may be wanting to hurt others also. Here like Swamiji says, even at the cost of others getting emotionally hurt, he may pursue. Is that justifying? That's how it is.
That should justify the meaning.
Because he is only interested in fulfilling his desires. In the case of a tamasic fellow, he is blindfolded and driving and he is killing so many people. Okay.
So he's not doing the intention.
Huh?
I'm saying when there is an intention to hurt another, that would be rajasic or tamasic.
Dekho, in both the intention is to serve one's own selfish desire. If others get hurt, they don't care. In the case of tamasic, it's non-thinking. In the case of rajasic, thinking covered by desire. Their desire is so much there that I want to be seen like that. Therefore, I don't care if thousands of silkworms are put in life, alive in hot boiling water. I don't care.
I know that thousands of cells worms are put in to the hot water, hot boiling water. But then, you know, I look pretty in that. I want to wear that suit. I'll do that. Because my desire, how? I just want to cater to my ego. In the case of the other, there is zero thinking only. Non-thinking. Both end up doing maybe the same thing. You are going to reaction. But see, here in both of those cases, his desire is completely overpowered. His thinking. His desire is hijacked his thinking. In other fellow's case, it is zero thinking and gets into the action and does all sorts of consequences for himself and others also. That's the difference. See, who is the sattvic person? One who is able to control and direct his or her desires. Rajasic person gives into the desire. Rajasic person is fully closed eyes. I don't know what condition it is. This is total ignorance. You can't say a Rajasic person is emotionless, but in situations he starts justifying. Others' emotions have to get hurt, it's okay. Okay. That's how, because I have to protect my emotions. See, when it comes to sattvic person, it is not that he is incapable of going through a situation where if, like for example, Krishna told Arjuna, kill them. His intention is not to hurt. You understand? And in the context, if he had to kill, he'd feel comfortable. But that is different from the rajasic. Here, there the underlying factor was dharma. Here the underlying factor is my personal, not dharma. In the rajasic case. Got it? So this himsatmakaha, Swamiji's interpretation is from 13 others for you. I am trying to tell you, you are actually doing himsa to yourself when you are functioning rajasic. When you are going in the direction of desire. Because when you are going in the direction of desire, that is why he committed suicide, no? That is like that. This is a very sad thing that actually should not happen to anybody. And we should not criticize anybody. We have no idea what he went through. Right? So we really pray for him. But as an example I am discussing, that's all. Not looking at it from a different angle. So, himsatmakaha means finally it will drive you to suicide. But you are already committing suicide.
So he was
sattvic? You are already committing suicide. You put yourself in a position where you become a slave.
True.
Isn't that being suicidal? Suicidal doesn't mean only killing. You killed your life. Who asked you to go beyond your means?
Isn't that what everyone's doing here?
And the problem is, it can come to us. We are not understanding it. Mind, in a very weak moment you can do this.
You have to have a very strong mind to stay out of all these things.
You have to be very independent and strong-minded. Strong intellect.
Yeah.
You should have a strong intellect controlling the mind.
But I find most people are weak-minded.
That is why we are saying you need to keep in touch with the knowledge on a daily basis.
Ah.
Because in your weak moment you can also make the same mistake.
Well, if you don't know of it, then they go into depression. Suicide is always by depressed people, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Consequences.
Isn't it? Kill them.
Minds are depressed to that effect. They don't know what they're doing.
You may not be chronic depression suddenly. There are times when you go into that space, the spur of the moment, and you can do it.
There's a disconnection.
somewhere. It can happen to anyone. It need not be it can happen to even a person who's on the street.
But it's because of a depression and mental.
I just think that's a disconnect which happens.
And then
you talk from that perspective.
He talks about rajasic actor as an impure person. Impure person means there's no clarity. A lot of agitation in his mind due to the desire. See, desire means potential agitation. Your desire is potential agitation.
But to be sattvic, you have to be very strong-minded.
Till you fulfill your desires, you are agitated. Once you fulfill your desires, you are still agitated because of desire, now you want more.
I think the problem happens that if you have a desire and it gets fulfilled, you keep yearning for more.
Mm.
So, therefore what
and if it doesn't get you, just stop.
Therefore what you are saying is,
yeah.
Don't allow your desires to propel your action.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a human being, you should work for a higher goal, higher purpose. From that, whatever comes, intelligently fulfill your desires, dharmically. Then you are keeping your desires under control. What is happening here is very desire is propelling your action. Yeah. The difference. And then harsha shokanvitaha, moved by joy and sorrow. When everything is going fine, jumps with joy. Thing is going with sorrow,
he's down.
Completely down with sorrow. Up and down, graph is going like this, sinusoid, up and down, typical rajasic curve. One day is excited, another day is down.
Like the stock market.
Pardon?
Like the stock market. And everyone's betting on it when the stock goes up, the share market goes up, everyone is happy. When it goes down, everyone is depressed.
There are different ways in which people bet. There are some people who always say, read about the company,
yeah,
how they do the business, what, then yeah, invest in them, even if they are going to fail, keep investing. Because you are investing in the company, not how it is performing now.
Mm.
Tomorrow, because the fundamentals are being taken care of, eventually it has to succeed. Anyway, I am not getting into that.
We are not
clean. What we have for the time, impure means mental agitation. Not clean physically, externally and internally as well. And entertains a lot of impure emotions and feelings. Typical rajasic person. His intellect manipulates to satisfy his selfish motive. Thus rendering his thoughts also impure. That's what Swamiji said in the book. Moved by joy and sorrow, not objective when joy or sorrow comes. Like the poem, even this shall pass away. Joy also comes, sorrow also comes, both come and go. You got to be objective. You should be rooted in the self. His intellect is not strong enough to remain objective. Next, tamasic action. Ayukta prakrita sabdah, shato naishkriti kolatah, vishadi dirga sutricha, karta tamasa uchyate, ayukta prakrita sabdah, shato naishkriti kolatah, vishadi dirga sutricha, karta tamasa uchyate. An actor who is not steadfast is vulgar, stubborn, deceptive, malicious, lazy, despondent, procrastinating, is called tamasic. After even reading this verse, you feel like very tamasic. Who is not steadfast? Not at all steadfast in pursuit. One day you go to office, another day you will not go, another day you do something else, third day you do something else. Absolutely inconsistent. tamasic fellow, not steadfast. And definitely he has no steadfastness in the pursuit of the self. A person who lacks no vision, purpose, a goal in life, that's what it means. A person is not steadfast because he has no purpose, no vision, no goal, nothing. Simply one thing. No. Irresponsible to the core, indifferent. Vulgar. Vulgar in thought, word, and deed. Not vulgar only when we speak. Vulgar in deed, vulgar in thought, word, and deed. Consider vulgarity, boasting,
telling lies,
exposing, considered uncultured, exposing. So it's not. Isn't it uncultured when you expose your wealth? Vulgar display of wealth. That is vulgar. The television channels came up with this program called Big Fat Wedding. That's also vulgar. Person, how would the cultured person be? The opposite of vulgar, cultured person, how would he be? Or she be?
Intense.
You'll be.
No display of that.
You are amongst a certain group of people. You make the other person also comfortable. The way you present yourself, even though you may be completely different level in your wealth. How a cultured person will function. But if a vulgar, what do you do? Completely different. In the play of Othello, Othello speaks a word against Desdemona. Desdemona would not take it. She says, am I that name? She doesn't say what it is. She just says, am I that name? Am I that name? Am I that name, Iago? And Iago says, what name? And she doesn't say. She doesn't reply. And Iago's wife, Emilia, says, he called her so-and-so. Emilia said, because she's so gentle and cultured and sattvic that she can't even bring herself to use it. Stubborn, stabda, obstinately attached to one's own point of view. Arguments. Not going by logic or reason. I am right, that's it. Not giving into logic, reason, nothing. Obstinately clean. Everybody must accept because I'm clean. Deceptive. Tamasic followers. Deceptive. You think, I. But actually he wants you to get up. But what he is saying outside is, I have been waiting for you only.
But inside, think it also. No? Very deceptive. Something. Malicious. Zero feelings for the other person.
Don't you malicious, I would think, suggests intent as well.
Yes, of course.
So it's not just zero feelings, there's an intent to harm.
Why? Because you have zero feelings for the other fellows. Absolutely zero feelings. You, I mean, sometimes people post these videos, they say, God, don't even do that to me. Send it to me, you know. Some, I don't know, some videos from abroad where they are really beating the child like in the knees. Horrible. You see that? I don't know. Why they have even forwarded it to me, somebody else. And how can you behave like it to a child? Just because the child is not having
the food. Why are we going on circulating it around?
That is what I am trying to tell you. That is secondary. But there are people like that who are small child. Just because the child is not eating this. I don't know. So what kind of a people are they? This is absolutely tamasic. They can't. There is zero this thing that they are hurting. There is zero feelings. Lazy is a typical quality of a tamasic. Indolent, lazy, lethargic. These are all typical qualities of a tamasic. Doesn't want to put in any effort. Zero effort. He wants to eat without producing. Without contributing. Wants to partake of the outcome. But wants to put in zero effort. Another very interesting quality of tamasic actor is there, is feeling despondent all the time, despairing, dejected, pessimistic, absolutely pessimistic. The world is going to come to an end, and nobody really is a good fellow in the world. Everybody is cheating, cheating, cheating. This is how they keep coming. Absolutely, despairing, despondent, given up. Another typical quality of a tamasic actor is procrastination. Dirgha Sutri. Dirgha Sutri is a Sanskrit word procrastination. Meaning is procrastination. Absolutely culling. Person culling. Doesn't want to exert effort. Zero. And when we read all this, you may say, okay, I also have little tamas, I have to come. That's the sense of dva. Because they are a combination, not 100% tamas. And we keep on postponing and progressing. Defer an action because there is a logic reason to defer it, that's not procrastination. When the logic and reason are supporting for you to do it right now and then you defer it, it's procrastination. Right time to do it is now, but you're tomorrow. People who are this type of people, very tamasic. After talking to them, you feel very despondent. Because the whole gloomy picture has been projected about the whole thing. You know, India is finished, Asia is finished, very difficult now. It's a very, very gloomy picture. So if you continuously be with them, your energy will be sapped.
True.
Nobody. nobody is really good people, everybody is cheats, you know. And they have nothing, the supported see, there is, it's not the most polluted, it is one of the most polluted, there will be that reason. Then they'll give, see this is happening in Delhi, that is happening, see the number of rapes, there is that, constantly talking about it. That's what he's saying, tamasic character, typically he or she functions like that. But when it comes to what they have to do to stand up and fight against it, nothing they do. Oh, see these landfills in Delhi, oh, huge. Actually taller than Himalayas. Okay, what are you doing about it? I'm doing nothing about it. System has to change. Because I'm fine. A typical tamasic word. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रिये वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्महि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.